This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is in Pakistan today. This is a critical time for Pakistan's government, which is conducting a major military offensive against the Taliban. That's taking place in one of the most forbidding regions of the country. This is also a time when relations between the United States and Pakistan have had some trouble. We're going to talk about all this with NPR's Jackie Northam, who's traveling with the secretary. She's on the line from Pakistan. Hi, Jackie.
Good morning, Steve.
So what does Secretary Clinton hope to accomplish here?
Well, there's a number of things. Really, more than anything else, this is a public relations effort on her part. She was saying that it's a chance to try to build relations with Pakistan, a key ally for the U.S. in this, you know, war against extremism, if you like. But anybody that you speak with, Steve, whether it be on the American side or the Pakistani side, everybody agrees there's a real deficit of trust between the two nations. You know, you come here and you really can't deny that there's a profound sense of anti-Americanism here. And that's something that she wants to tackle. Secretary Clinton, on our way over on the flight, she said, you know, she felt that the Obama administration had made progress to building these relationships. But she described that there was a lot of scar tissue on this, and it just will take time to turn around the relationship.
So you mentioned scar tissue on the Pakistani side, that they feel that they could be abandoned at some point. Is there some scar tissue on the American side because there's still some doubts about whether all parts of Pakistan's government are really on the same side as the United States?
Well, that's interesting. Yes. In fact, she actually addressed that. The question came up, was she convinced that there was no longer any cooperation between members of the intelligence service here, the ISI, and members of the Taliban? And she said, right. She said, no, I'm not convinced of that. She said, I'm not unconvinced either. She tried to soften it up. But, you know, she said, this is a real problem still. At the same time, though, Steve, she applauded the military and the government here for really making an effort to go in and try to start rooting out some of these extremists along the border region. Now I'm talking about the military campaign in Swat Valley and certainly the offensive that's going on right now in South Waziristan.
And, of course, that offensive has begun in recent days, and there have been responses of a sort as well. We have news of a bombing in Peshawar, Pakistan today, Jackie Northam. And so she's arriving at a violent time.
Really is. You know, and again, since this offensive was launched in South Waziristan, roughly 200 people have died in attacks, Taliban attacks, over the past 2 weeks here in Pakistan, and, you know, which everybody seems to believe is a direct retaliation for the military going in. So it's a very, very tense situation. As you said, there was a bombing this morning in Peshawar. The reports are just coming in on that right now. You can only imagine the security detail that is accompanying Secretary Clinton on this. The city, Islamabad, the capital city, is virtually shut down. All the roads are closed. It's an incredible amount of security, helicopters flying all over and that type of thing. So it's a very, very tense time here. And so her timing is fortuitous.
And Jackie, what, if anything, is Secretary Clinton going to be saying about billions of dollars in civilian aid that the U.S. is now offering Pakistan's government to try to improve that government?
Well, you know, a lot of this aid is to build up things like civil society here and democracy here. It wasn't an aid package solely for the military, which is how things were done for a long time. But when this aid package was unveiled, it wasn't met wholeheartedly by the Pakistanis, even though it's $7.5 billion. A lot of people in Pakistan felt that it had too many conditions on it and that they didn't have free rein to dispense of the money how they want to. So she's going to have to talk to a lot of people and just smooth those ruffled feathers there to make sure that there aren't any hidden strings attached or anything like that.
Although I suppose it's something of a sign of the trouble in the relationship that an offer of billions of dollars is seen as an insult.
Well, indeed. And, you know, it goes back to what we were talking about before, just this sort of skepticism. There's a real sense of mistrust. What, you know, the Americans are giving us the money, but what do they really want out of it? And that really gives you a sense of just how deep this sense of mistrust runs here.
NPR's Jackie Northam is traveling with Secretary of State Hillary Clinton in Pakistan. Jackie, thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.